thought he was like, oh, it's just coming from a LARPing party, which is live action role playing.
Big disappointment.
I am sorry.
I find Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes.
Ohotmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. This was the second volume of the official handbook, or Ohotmu for short, with more pages and more art pulled from the comics themselves. And we cover it in the style of the Legion of Superbloggers' famed Hot or Not feature, with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, we don't cover each issue all in one go, but a few characters at a time. Double warning, if I know my guests, listener discretion is advised. Ohotmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid of Siskoid's Blog of Geekery, and with me today are...
I'm Elise, Havana Nights from Hot or Not.
This is Isabel, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, and lip balm on Hot or Not.
I'm Amelie from the YouTube channel Amy Ultraviolet.
This is Natalie, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlink, also DJ Nat on Hot or Not.
This is Josie, art girl from Hot or Not.
This is Shotgun from Hot or Not.
Episode 11, Binary to Black Crow.
Binary.
Ooh.
Okay, this is one of the weird things about this moment in comics history, especially compared to who's popular today. Turn the page, and you'll see that Binary used to be Carol Danvers, aka Ms. Marvel, and today is Captain Marvel, the same Captain Marvel set to be played by Brie Larson in an upcoming movie.
That's
awesome.
That's really cool.
But in the 80s, she'd lost a lot of cred. Originally, Carol was a military intelligence officer / Air Force pilot / magazine editor who got dosed by the energies of a male Captain Marvel and who developed powers of her own, i.e. strength, invulnerability, flight, and super intuition. Don't ask, it's a sexist thing. She was one of Marvel's first female heroes to have her own comic. In the 80s, no one cared about Carol Danvers, so they had Rogue, then a villain, drain her of her powers and mind almost fatally. It made Rogue a hero because she permanently had Carol's personality and powers, but made Carol a clean slate. She was later kidnapped by aliens who experimented on her and turned her into Binary, a being with the power to fly through space, throw energy around, and sense when something is wrong with the universe. Eventually, this was all undone and she became the new Captain Marvel, rightfully a feminist icon, a woman who plays hard, fights hard, and acts as a mentor to young girls and women around her, and is respected by everyone she works with. Captain America's deferred to her leadership in the past. She's extremely confident and can come off as aggressive, but is also thoughtful and self-aware. This issue shows the late era Ms. Marvel costume on the other page, but the rest is all shots of Binary flying, taking Wolverine down on a crystal planet, and generating electromagnetic waves.
Why are women in comics always journalists and magazine editors?
There's no other jobs.
Because it wouldn't make sense if they were housewives.
She did start
but
as...
it's the 80s.
Yeah. But in the 60s, when she was created, she was still an Air Force intelligence officer / pilot.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's great.
True,
that's cool. She's a woman of all... can do anything she wants.
She has really long legs.
Mm-hmm. She's sexy.
Yes.
Hot.
I like the boots that, like, become fire and the glove that also becomes fire. It's a nice... I like that aesthetic.
Is that her hair or is she just standing in front of the sun?
No. I think it's the hair because it goes everywhere.
Her head is just the sun.
It's just a huge halo.
I don't think I like the weird triangle.
Oh, no.
I can't process it correctly.
Well, my question is the red part her skin?
No.
Okay, so that's
only
part...
your face.
Okay.
The triangle, I don't look anywhere else and enhances the boobs as well with the other triangle. It's just, I don't like it.
I like the high neck though. That's cool.
Yeah.
And I like the sort of leg boot white part. That's cool.
That's cool. But the triangles are too much.
Yeah.
The triangles are distracting.
I just can't stop looking at the triangles.
It's like, look at my vagina.
It makes me think she has a panty line there.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, cool. Superheroes have panty lines too.
Yeah.
They're normal.
She has a very unrealistic weight for the
height. I was going to say, 5'11 at 120.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Especially with those hips. And I mean, she has boobs. To be like a twig and no.
Like,
nope.
I see a bit of muscles. She can be 120. 5'11 with muscle. No.
People don't understand things.
No. Oh, no. They don't understand women proportions and weights. No.
Plus, she has the weight of having all of that intuition.
You think anybody ever sings, like, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine," while they're being blinded?
But I like her. She seems nice.
I prefer what she'll become, but she's kind of cool.
What do you think of the Ms. Marvel, the late era Ms. Marvel costume?
I like the sash.
Cool. Yeah, the sash is really cool, and the boots.
Everything about it's cool.
I mean, if I could pull it off, I would cosplay her.
I was thinking the same.
Hair goals.
I like that there's a mask, but just like an eye part mask. I feel like that's very rarely used.
It's super classic feeling. I like it.
Yeah. Mm.
The volume in that hair, though.
Oh
man.
So fabulous.
Hair is so loud.
If only boots could fit that high on actual thighs.
She has, like, really high boots and also really high gloves.
In both costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Is she self-conscious about her joints?
Maybe.
I like that the outfit, in both cases, really. Her outfit is really simple.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is cool. Keep it simple.
I like her. She could charge my phone.
That would be really useful. Stop laughing.
You're on a road trip and you're like, oh, damn.
The only reason you're friends with her is every once in a while.
No,
like,
actually,
can you charge my phone?
I was wondering, would she catch stuff on fire? Like, if you were just, like, sitting on a couch, like, would that fire just spread?
I'm thinking she can control it.
Okay.
She would be really useful in a camping trip. I mean, for a charging phone, but also start a fire.
Does she give me sunburns, though?
Mm.
Oh. If we're too close.
Yeah, if you're exposed to her for long periods of time, are you gonna, like, die?
Cancer.
Are you gonna cancer?
Are you gonna cancer?
As Binary, she didn't appear all that much. Okay. Oh. Really a waste of the character. So, no
shame.
One's been had prolonged exposure to her, really.
Okay.
Not readers, anyway.
Oh.
So Binary. Or Carol Danvers, really. Mm. Hot or not?
Hot.
So hot, she's on fire.
Mm. It's really a shame, to be honest.
She's, like, really dramatic in every single picture. She's always, like, really, like, in the middle of an intense... You know what? She looks like someone that's going to be transformed into, like, a Sailor Moon
vibe.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Sailor
Moon-y
she's constantly in a sort of weird Sailor Moon pose.
Moon!
Prism! Power!
Sun!
Yeah, no, she's hot. She's definitely
she's
hot.
Yeah, I can't stop looking at her.
Yeah, it does a lot.
You know what we should do? If we're actually going to do a big Marvel family photo, we should introduce the newest member of the Marvel family. The newest person joining us, Captain Marvel herself, Brie Larson!
Odd and trying to be cool, and I'm drinking a little bit, and then the police knocked on the door and I flipped out and jumped out of a window.
Black Bolt, the king of the Inhumans.
Oh.
He and his queen Medusa rule benevolently and act as sometimes allies of the Fantastic Four since really the 1960s. All Inhumans are subjected to the Terrigen Mist as embryos or as children, giving them various powers and mutations. For Black Bolt, it's a voice that can shake mountains. A shout roughly equivalent to an atomic bomb. Even a whisper can be devastating, and since he can't help it, he's essentially mute, communicating with sign language. Thanks to the tuning fork embedded in his forehead, he can tap into other abilities more latent in his inhuman physiology. He can fly, enhance his own strength and speed, deflect projectiles, and other things. Black Bolt is completely self-controlled. He can't ever let loose lest he hurt people.
Oh.
He never acts rashly, always gives his decisions a lot of thought. He's entirely dedicated to his wife Medusa and his people, the Inhumans. Seen here, coming out of a portal with a fellow Inhuman, flying over the city of Atalan, using his destructive voice on objects and against rioting alpha primitives, unleashing energies from every pore in his body, and knocking down the thing.
Sorry, it just sounds like you're not describing it well.
Knocking down the thing.
The thing.
He looks like the Tick.
He doesn't. Yeah. Exactly.
He does look like the Tick.
Oh my
That's
god.
That's weird to me.
I really don't like the wings thing.
It looks like an accordion.
Yeah, he has an accordion.
Yes. That's the first thing. But second of all, it makes him look so much wider. Like, yeah, like where his costume ends and where does his arm begin? What is going on?
I like to think that when he starts flying, it has a little tune.
Yeah. Aww.
Well, you can't say anything.
Is that the sound of an accordion?
Not really. For me, voice is very important. And
then great.
No, that's the problem. He doesn't have... Well, I mean, he has one, but he can't use it. Yeah, the fact that we wouldn't be able to have a real conversation. I mean, it would be able to... I don't want to have to learn sign language to date someone.
That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm talking with my hands. I cannot... talk with my hands.
I'm an interpreter for you.
But he sounds like the best boyfriend ever.
Yeah, he really does.
He's so dedicated and loves Medusa.
Is it the Medusa with the snake hair?
Yeah. No.
No.
Someone we'll meet later.
Okay.
Still sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's sort of tragic that he can't use his voice, though. It's just kind of like the power that he can't control and thus can't do things.
Like talk and sing.
Oh my god, imagine like bursting into songs and everything would collapse.
Like imagine, it's your birthday and it's like,
surprise! And everyone's dead.
Surprise indeed.
What did you say about the fork?
That's hilarious.
Yes, the tuning fork is plugged into his brain so he can use other abilities that are not connected to voice.
So if his voice is needed, he's still useful.
He just had other cool powers. Did he do that himself or did someone do that?
The doctors.
Well, good job, doctors. That seems like a good idea.
How often can he use his voice? No, I mean, because, I mean, it sounds too powerful, kind of overpowered.
He rarely uses it, but when he must. And often it's just like a whisper. He'll just go like...
What does he whisper?
Usually they just draw a little balloon that doesn't have anything in it. So it's like a mystery.
I wish we know what he's saying. Because I feel like if you can't talk very often, then you'll finally get a moment where you can say something. Like, what's the word you choose?
Careless. Pineapple!
Bungalow!
I love avocado!
Your Twitter handle.
Follow me on Instagram.
And then nobody can follow him on Instagram because they're all dead.
That's not productive at all.
I mean, he can't talk, so his Twitter must be really great.
Yeah, really wordy.
It's filled with nonsense every day, multiple times a day, so it's just...
Stream of consciousness.
Yeah, no. There's just so many of it.
I don't know... The fact that he can't let loose...
Yeah.
It's kind of... Like, I think he'd find me not serious enough.
Exactly what was my thought.
Like, I think he would find me childish and annoying very fast.
We all do.
I'm the queen of the YOLO right now, so definitely not a good match.
Queen of the YOLO sounds like you're queen of a people.
It's the YOLOs.
Make way for queen of the YOLOs.
Slowly going extinct because of too much YOLO.
Perfect. That's me.
But Kang, is he not letting loose because his power is very dangerous, or is it because his personality is very serious?
I think one became the other.
Okay.
Like, imagine you get drunk and suddenly you want to sing or something and you explode the planet. Like, that's scary.
Or imagine you used to be a baby.
Oh, God!
Oh!
What happened there?
Pacifiers must have been a must.
Or duct tape.
Duct tape!
Oh my god, how would he communicate with his parents?
He didn't.
But he cries.
His parents are dead.
Crying.
His parents didn't make it.
Every doctor, the hospital was gone.
So from early on, you must have been
taught
not to speak.
Oh, that's so tragic.
And like yet Elsa. Knowing that you would be king.
Silent king. That's interesting.
That's something very strong about
very powerful.
That. Yeah. Being a king that can't speak.
Your Silence. Actions have to say a lot.
Yeah.
Is Black Bolt hot or not?
Yeah. Like, I think it would be kind of impractical, but I think hot still.
Yeah. I feel the same. I mean, he's really loyal to his wife. He's really devoted to his people. I think that's really attractive. We wouldn't connect, unfortunately. But yeah, I think he's hot.
I think
I'd admire him, but he doesn't turn me on.
Yeah, no, I think I would see him from afar and be like, he's a well-put-together man, and he has all this ambition, but it's... I would just always look him from afar and never do anything about it.
I agree. I think we're too silly.
Silly? What are you talking about?
Silly? Yeah. Too silly for this. That's our problem, not his.
Yeah. Yeah, no. He seems like a really nice guy, though I like him.
I kind of like his suit. Except for the accordion part.
Love his suit is cool.
The designs and all. The color is interesting, too.
It's a little bit pointing to his crotch.
Oh, definitely. The lack of bulge.
Oh, yeah. Aww.
I don't know. With the stripes on the higher thighs, it's...
I want an accordion cape. I'll wear it to every day at the office. Like, look at that. It looks badass. Mm.
Why is he fighting the thing?
Well, the thing sometimes gets rowdy.
Okay.
Marvel characters always meet the same way. They think the other guy's a villain and they fight.
Okay.
And then they realize, oh, no, shit. Somebody else is the villain. Let's team up.
And then go for a drink.
That's a Marvel story.
That's a wonderful meet cute right there.
Following in her father's footsteps, who sets up traps around her crime scenes to create the illusion that she gave her pursuers bad luck. Early in her career, she became greatly attracted to Spider-Man and started working with him, earning a pardon from New York's legal authorities. They fell in love, and Peter Parker even revealed his secret identity to her. She didn't care, though. Spider-Man was the exciting one. Peter was a drip that came with baggage.
Jeez.
Oh my god.
Who needs it? They fell out when it was revealed that she had no powers, because he couldn't justify bringing her on dangerous missions. So she got real powers, but from a bad source, the kingpin of crime to whom she now owed favors. Regardless, she could now really create bad luck, and it would affect anyone who was against her. But over time, also anyone who spent too much time with her, which included Spider-Man when they started dating again, which was the Kingpin's plan the whole time. She ended the affair to save him.
Aww.
Felicia is a thrill seeker who lives for adventure, but she's not without a moral compass. She only steals from criminals. Freedom is important to her. Despite her chosen lifestyle, she would rather die than be imprisoned. A seductress, she often plays games with her lovers to manipulate their emotions, but she's looking for an equal partner to share her life. Seen fighting here some thugs, swinging on a wire, without her mask, and leaving Spider-Man's window, plus diagrams of her special grappling hook.
She really is a cat.
Well, she's the Marvel version of the Catwoman, I guess.
Her name's Felicia.
Yeah. Mm.
She's really cool. She's got really nice hips, too. Again.
I want her hair. Oh. So much.
Oh, God, yes.
I like that it's white.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Exactly
she's
my
a
point.
Black and white cat.
Just like this cat from Postman Pat.
Here's the little story of a very special cat who's the friend and good companion of a certain Postman Pat.
She's basically my cat. Oh, my God.
Cats are often like that, like they're all black but they have like
white paws. And like, originally I liked the suit, but the more I look at the fluffy parts on the arms and legs, it's just a bit too long and ridiculous, I find.
I feel like it'd be warm.
It would be warm and I feel like it would get caught everywhere.
Yeah, it would get
really messy and gross too.
Do you need to condition that?
Probably.
It wouldn't be very useful if you're actually a cat burglar, because you could easily get caught in things while you're running away and
but
stuff.
But maybe that's just how good she is. That doesn't happen.
Maybe.
That's a weird power, though. Bad luck.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I'm already clumsy enough as I am right now, so, you know, having bad luck added on top of that,
no need.
Please don't.
But she's smart, because she made it feel like people had bad luck with, like, setting traps and stuff. I like that. It's clever.
Without powers, she didn't need powers at the start. She got them later. She was just smart enough.
She was just cool.
She was just cool and smart enough and to do it on her own without powers.
That makes me sad that she went and got powers, and then the getting of the powers actually just
backfired
on the thing that she got the powers for.
It's like signing a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
It's the same.
You're trying to do
better for someone, and finally that never works out.
Yeah. Wow.
She was like Megan Hercules.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
I've just had Disney references today.
That's okay.
Is it glasses or a mask? Because I'm fine with both.
It's a mask.
Because she has no mask there.
Look how gorgeous she is.
Although Spider-Man in the window looks like she's just robbed him.
Yeah, he's just like, oh shit.
What are you doing?
I have a question. If she finds Peter Parker boring and she only wants to be with Spider-Man, how do they do it?
With
in
the suit.
Is it like a zip?
Maybe he just has to leave the mask on his head.
I remember some of that. Oh, the mask, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not gonna kink shame you. You do.
That's kind
of
hard, though.
Well, I mean, it's kind of weird that she went through all of this for someone that she only cares. She clearly only cares about the power of Spider-Man and not the man behind him. So why go through all this?
The thing with Spider-Man is just he's like a different person when he's wearing that suit. Like, he's way more confident, he's way more snarky than Peter Parker. So I get it. I get that she would be more attracted to Spider-Man. That makes sense to me.
And I like that she sacrificed herself, like, that she broke up because she'd always bring him bad luck.
Yeah.
So she sacrificed what she wanted for, like, to ensure his safety.
God, Kingpin is evil. That's awful.
Yeah, that's a really mean thing to do.
No, that's bold.
That's just like, ugh. He actually set a trap for him through her.
That's tragic.
That's awful. Did she become a villain, or did she keep her good ways?
No, she's still kind of on the edge. Stealing from criminals, but...
Chaotic good, or...
Okay. Chaotic good.
Okay, chaotic good.
I don't know.
Yeah?
It's just, I mean, stealing from criminals, that's fine with me.
Yeah. It's very Robin Hood.
Yeah, definitely.
Does she give to the poor?
No, I think she keeps it for herself, right?
She needs to condition that fur.
I find that it looks very dog collar, her necklace, and I don't...
The choker?
Yeah, it's with the studs. I find it's very dog-like, and just a simple choker would have been better.
More cat-like?
Yeah.
With a bell?
Oh, yes!
To alarm people.
But she's a bird.
That's not a good plan.
Okay, maybe not.
I do like the deep V neckline with the fur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boots with the fur.
No, I like her a lot.
Oh, yeah.
She's cool.
Black Cat, hot or not?
Super hot.
Yeah, totally hot.
I wish
gorgeous.
This is another I'd like to cosplay type person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the hair.
Oh,
God.
Let's all dye our hair white.
I'm planning.
Honestly, bleach is very bad from... No, I will never bleach my hair again.
You're already blonde.
I could be blonder.
You could.
I could be white.
You'll be silver.
Silver, yeah.
Silver is cool. What do you think?
Should
tell
I?
Us in the comments.
Leave your hair suggestions down below.
Yes, which of us would look best with white hair?
Yes, by our voices.
Mike. That's the answer.
Oh, that looked kind of cool.
No. Stop it.
I can't deal with all these mixed up emotions. Sadness, loneliness, guilt over the loss of Mary Jane. It's my fault she's gone. But now, I have even more guilt over my feelings for the Black Cat. I think I'm falling in love with her. Am I being a traitor to Mary Jane's memory? And what kind of new curse would my love bring to the Black Cat?
Tag Spider, you're it.
Hey, why didn't my spider sense go off? Cat, come back here!
Is this the best you can do? Boring.
I should be catching crooks, but for once, I'm actually having fun. End of the line, lady. No! You could have been...
Not with you around. I want to be as good as you. Instead, I pull a damsel in distress. You must think I'm a fool.
I think you are incredible. I only wish I really knew the woman under this mask.
Then maybe it's time you did. Why don't I take off my mask, and you take off yours?
Wait, we can't take off our masks.
Why? We've got something special. Can't you feel it?
All the way to my toes. But we can't risk what might happen to our loved ones if our secret identities were discovered.
The Black Crow.
Oh, no.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Jesse Black Crow is a Navajo Indian who left the reservation at 18 to become a construction worker on New York City skyscrapers.
Oh, jeez.
In that costume.
Dressed like that?
Involved in an accident, he fell 20 stories, but miraculously survived, although he was now confined to a wheelchair. But while in a coma, he had a vision of American Indians' plight through history and was transformed into a mystic warrior and protector of the spirit of the land. Now, whenever the Earth Spirit has a mission for him, he passes out and becomes either his totem animal, the Black Crow, or that mystic warrior that can turn into a bolt of lightning, summon fog, hypnotically paralyze others, and heal others' wounds. He seems to have a bond with Captain America, another living symbol, and has both fought him and helped him in the past. The Black Crow persona seems to be the archetypal noble American Indian who cares about the land. Jesse doesn't remember anything when he wakes up.
Aww. So he's still in the wheelchair, he just kind of passes out and goes on adventures.
And his spirit, his spirit becomes the...
Oh, that's kind of a bummer for him, though. He doesn't even know he's doing it.
So what does he think is happening?
Yeah, will he ever... Remember. Will he ever...
Asleep? I think I think he has, like, dreams. Dreams of what
I
actually
do cool
happened.
Stuff when I'm asleep.
Turn over and snore.
So his spirit goes into another...
Fight anxiety monsters.
So his spirit goes into another body or becomes something?
I think he becomes the crow.
So where does he keep this outfit for him?
Appears.
Magic.
Okay. Magic is happening.
Magic. I'm okay with that. I can accept that.
Well, the thing is, I mean, after a while, when you pass out and you hear the news about this weird guy battling evil, must, like, maybe, I don't know, piece the puzzle together?
Yeah, does he eventually figure it out?
I wonder how Native American people feel about him.
Yeah,
Is he too cliche, or is... I wonder if there's things on him that's maybe not appropriate. He's a warrior, right? This guy?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So maybe...
That mask, though. Man.
The boots are intense.
Yeah. The boots look like Egyptian, almost. It's
yeah,
Greek.
But the feet look kind of woven, Native American stuff.
Is the cape all torn?
Yeah, which I kind of like.
It looks woven, like it looks...
I guess it's because of the crow thing, like it's like feathers.
Oh!
Yeah.
And he has kind of a loincloth thing going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It almost looks like the color of grass, though. Not like...
Maybe it's woven grass.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's just the color on the issue that's not really representative.
If you take off the mask and just give him really long black hair...
Like he has in here.
Yeah, I'd feel it more.
Yeah, the mask is taking
a lot
cooler, of it out.
The mask takes it all away.
It's a little bug-like, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the eyes.
It's like Beetle, but a lot less cool.
Which is saying something.
But with a lot more skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which says a lot.
He's actually not too bulky or ridiculous.
I like his abs. It's not super defined as a 6 or 8 pack.
17 pack. 17. I don't know how to...
17.
17.
It's just
one blow.
But no, he looks proportionate, but it's not a scary, muscly body. It's just, I find it's right.
What does he look like in his real form? I can't see.
Well, he has his hands
hiding
in his face.
So imagine without the hand.
It's like almost tragic, right? Like he's in a wheelchair, but he can become like a bird that can fly away.
There's symbolism there. I like crows. Crows are cool.
I mean, the fact that he survived the 20-story fall is pretty amazing.
Yeah. What does he, like, do in his, like, real time?
Because he's on workman's compensation.
Yeah, probably.
I think he's living meagerly. He's lost his livelihood.
Aww. He just kind of shows up occasionally, and they were like, oh, Black Crow!
I mean, his name!
That friend that you sort of see at a party once in a while.
Yeah! Yeah.
But, I mean, his name is Jesse Black Crow. Come on. Okay, that's a hint right there.
Jesse Black Crow.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
Well, I think superheroes have this sort of, you know, I don't question your identity because we all sort of have...
Yeah, they respect that they all have
the secrets.
Yeah.
Is Black Crow hot or not?
is tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
More than anything.
But he's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of hot. I have some Indian in me.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
Would you have some more?
Do you want some Indian in you?
Don't. I'll have to take a pass.
Well, you're afraid of birds.
Oh, yeah, no.
This is not for you.
That would just be panic attack and crying right there.
I wish we knew more about actual Jesse.
Yeah, because he's not Black Crow most of the time. So if you're going to date him, you know.
Yeah, because you can't date Black Crow. He just appears.
He shows up occasionally, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like some dates.
You've had like 3 dates with a guy in a wheelchair, and then all of a sudden this guy shows up, and you're like,
What the hell? Or no, it's a crow at the table.
It's just like
I wasn't sure for the first 3 dates, but now.
Does the crow talk?
The crow becomes the warrior to talk.
Okay.
At least the crow talks.
I like to think the crow has a tiny top hat and a monocle.
Someone needs to draw a crow on a date, okay? Please do that. We need fan art, okay?
Yes.
You can do it too, Jose.
It's just stick people.
Yeah, stick people on a crow.
It's what I heard.
But the crow's really well drawn.
Yeah. Everyone else is a stick person.
We've all got white hair.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. We all put white hair for everyone because that's what we want, apparently.
I want to know Jesse.
If Jesse's cool, then yes.
Yeah.
Credits. Binary by Dave Cockrum. Black Bolt by John Byrne, Black Cat by Cary Gamble, Black Crow by Howard Bender.
Greetings, listeners. I am Dr. G, the man of nerdology. I host the Pulp to Pixel podcasts. I and my rogues gallery of co-hosts explore the media multiverse of geek culture with such shows as Welcome to Astro City and Secret Sagas of the Multiverse. Now I am proud to announce the newest addition to the Pulp to Pixel podcasts, Dial G for Gamer, a superhero gaming podcast. Dial G for Gamer will be a semi-monthly show where I and my co-hosts play and review games with a superhero theme. From tabletop games to video games, we will take on the genre one superhero game at a time. So if you love superheroes and gaming as much as we do, then tune in to Dial G for Gamer. PulpToPixel.blogspot.com.
Man, you come right out of a comic book.
The Pulp to Pixel Podcasts, exploring the media multiverse of geek culture.
He meddled in things potentially relevant.
Female bag.
Yay!
We've gotten rid of Itties and I'm Itty.
Forever.
For this installment. These are comments about the episode with, let's remind people, Beast. Who was it? Beast. Beetle. Velasco. And Better Ray Bill. We got a couple of iTunes comments.
Ooh.
Nice. So
that's always fancy. Nice because if you leave iTunes comments, that makes the show turn up more often in searches.
Keep on doing that.
I'm just going to start doing that. It's like, fabulous show! Just copy-paste it over and over.
You just comment, I'm in this!
Yeah. Sean is really great on this episode.
So we've got somebody whose name is Justin Morse Code.
Whoa, okay.
Wow. I hope that's your real name.
I couldn't read it.
I hope your name is Justin, so then you can say, like, Justin Morse Code.
Justin Morse Code!
Perfect. That's actually how I understood it, honestly.
Justin. The review is called Very Funny Listening. This person says, admittedly not familiar with Ohadmu before, though I know most of the characters. Hearing a fresh, irreverent take on them is extremely fun. And we also got an iTunes comment from Dr. G, man of nerdology. He votes hot in a growing field of index shows, lovingly going over nostalgia-laden comic book series. Ohadmu or not is an amazingly entertaining approach to this task. The ladies take playful objectification of the entries into a comedic
treat, a must listen.
Aww.
Good. That's awesome.
You're really sweet.
I'm glad you guys like it.
Blush.
Now, here's the thing with this, and I mean, we discussed this beforehand, but a lot of comments took me to task for saying that Better Ray Bill was goat-like. And nobody here said anything. None of you...
I agree with you.
...thought he didn't look like a goat.
It seemed
No, I thought it didn't look like a goat. It looks like a goat skull.
It's a long, flat-looking skull. I mean, what is that?
It's not a goat. It's a goat skull.
But it's not. It's probably a horse. That's what everyone's kept saying.
Everybody says it's a horse. And so I'm thinking there's, like, people that are team horse, and then some people are team goat.
Totally team goat, by the way.
I'm team goat, and some of you are team goat, but I think team goat is really the underdog.
I've always loved
the undergoat.
I just
the undergoat.
The undergoat.
Yes. Your cheer should be like goat.
A lot of these comments are about Better Ray Bill being modeled on a horse, and I think the most pertinent one, if there is a pertinent comment about calling me out on this horse goat business, is from Gene Hendricks, who is our Thor expert, our Norse character expert. So I knew he'd be chiming in here. He says, Better Ray Bill's design was based on a horse, not a goat. Who says, Walt Simonson, who created him, wanted a noble animal to base the character on, and he figured there was no more noble animal than a horse. So this comes from the author himself.
I feel like if it's just the skull, it doesn't look like anything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what animal it is.
It doesn't look like a horse. Clearly. Does it have a tail? No, I'm not going to guess it's a horse.
Where's the mane?
Is that how you identify? If there's no tail, not a horse.
So you identify all animals by their tails?
Yes.
Sorry.
Tailless animals are just confusing.
So not your team goat.
I think we should call this goat gate.
I don't know, man. It's just an orange skull that looks like nothing.
He doesn't look like either.
It actually, on that image, it looks evil.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a good guy.
Horses can be evil.
Yeah. Really? I mean, we know people that could die if they're exposed to
horses.
See how it is on the side.
He almost looks like a rabbit.
No, he's the rabbit /
We're looking at the back cover where there's a good profile.
That looks like a donkey. That's
almost the
Can I be team donkey?
I am team skull.
I'm gonna have nightmares. Team skull sounds like a far better team than everyone. Team no.
So
you know what? Team knows. I wish he had one.
Team no and team knows. Let's go.
So Gene is obviously team horse, and so is the creator of the character. Doesn't make it right. Let's see. On Twitter, Coffee and Comics blog is team horse. Okay, screw that comment. Also on Twitter, Ange. Said he created a little small play in 140 characters or less.
Jeez.
Where Ange says, "Hey Bill, why the long face?"
Oh.
And Bill doesn't really answer. He smashes Ange with hammer.
Oh,
yeah. That seems right.
Perfect. Yep.
Facebook, we had Chad Keith saying that he spent his youth copying many characters from the Marvel Universe series. Who needs art school?
Okay, wait.
And this person is an artist now.
Copying artistically? Or I thought he was like dressing up.
Oh, yeah. Casual cosplaying.
I kind of think he means tracing. It could be tracing.
But I'm still going to picture him in that outfit.
Yes,
while he's drawing this character. Yes. He has to get in character.
And now you're confused because is he portraying Thor or Better Ray Bill? No one knows!
Or both.
Depends if his skin is orange.
Or he has a skull face.
Is that your artistic process? Tell us.
On the blog now, and let's leave Better Ray Bill onto the side for now.
Never.
Marty from the Lonely Hearts Romance Comics podcast said Beetle was always one of his favorite villains design-wise. He says he loves bug-themed things. Good on my boy, Beetle.
I like Beetle too.
I thought you were going to say you like Marty.
I also like Marty.
Nah, he's alright.
And he likes bugs.
Yeah.
And you live with this person.
He considered studying bugs as a child. Yeah. He didn't do that, but...
So he's the one in the apartment that kills the spiders?
No, neither of us kill the spiders. I leave them there so that they kill the other things.
And terrify your sister.
It's the cycle of life.
Yeah, that's why I never stay there. It's the plan.
Let's see, Chris Franklin from Supermates, who is Team Goat. Rare Team Goat, says, in serious nerd talk, it is a shame that the Beast, a founding X-Men member and Avenger, only got one page, whereas a newbie like Beta Ray Bill got several. This is probably a case of this issue coming out in the midst of Simonson's hot Thor run, and Beast being a character over in the soon-to-be-canceled Defenders. That's what happens, you know, at this point in time.
Okay. Yeah, that's a shame.
Beast it really is.
Beast had seen better days. It wasn't his fault.
You'd think they would sort of have, like, a standard for every character. I know some characters are less, prominent, but it's just, you'd think they would have, like, a basic, like, two-page for everyone type of vibe.
Yeah, or at least, like, cover the actual history. I mean, this little one paragraph of history Beast got can't possibly cover...
everything.
His whole career. That would, at this point, he was a...
They were not talking about this ping pong career.
He was a 25-year-old... he was a 25-year-old character at this point, and it doesn't show.
No.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, I've seen bigger descriptions of a building. Or a mansion.
Yeah, the buildings have way more space.
It's ridiculous when you think about it.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else? Mike W. from Saskatchewan says... some interesting comments about the Beetle. He says, the strangest thing they did with him later was years later in Thunderbolts when they changed him from Caucasian to African American. I think it was meant to be social commentary, but I'm not sure it worked.
Did he have, like, interesting storylines, or...?
I think this is the story where, you know, they changed his pigmentation or something. It's like... They didn't reveal he was an African American. I think they changed his skin color. Because the Thunderbolts were villains. It's like Suicide Squad. Villains doing heroic work.
Okay.
But they were posing as heroes. So they all changed their identities. You couldn't tell at first. You didn't know. Sorry, spoiler, but... you didn't know at first that they weren't all new heroes, that they all were actual villains that you already knew with different costumes. And I think he got his, like, skin change for that. It's kind of a weird idea.
Yeah, that is weird.
I sort of understood that they had sort of rewritten the character. Or
like
just
a retcon,
Or changed him, like transferred it to a new person and that person was different.
No, I think he got, like, racial reassignment surgery.
Wow.
Interesting.
That is... a weird move.
Yeah, really.
Weird decisions.
I think it was probably supposed to be social commentary, knowing the author of this.
Okay.
The writer of the series, but maybe it didn't just fell flat. Or in any case, Mike W. is Team Horse. Eric, he's going to call me out on something else. Small correction regarding the Belasco discussion. The demon, and this is my fault, the demon was actually called Sim, not Sin. S-apostrophe-Y-M, not N, like I said, like I remembered.
Mike.
Yeah, well, it's like this weird involved thing, because he was created as a homage to Dave Sim's Cerebus the Aardvark. while the physical resemblance is vague at best, Sim does have like the vest, or not in this picture, but he has like a Cerebus vest. I'm pulling Cerebus out now.
Does this like get your geek cred back? You made a mistake, but you have a statue somewhere here.
It's a statue. It's a book.
Oh, it's a book.
Oh no! Oh. Aquaman.
Aquaman fell.
He's supposed to be this.
Oh wow!
What?
Wow!
Did he go to the gym?
Yeah, it's like a bulky. Cerebus is this really weird thing.
He hulked out.
and they're really referencing Dave Sim, the writer of Cerebus, who went off the rails later than this. It's like this was like a tribute to a great comics writer artist. But guy went off the rails later, became this raging misogynist.
Yay.
The back half of. Like, Cerebus lasted 300 issues, and the back half of that is basically a comic book and sometimes very textual rant on the male light and the female void.
Oh, jeez, that's great.
Thank God.
Shit you not.
Well.
It's interesting.
I'll pass.
So that he's a demon here is kind of... Foreshadowing, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
I can deal with the foreshadowing. That appeals to me.
Yeah. Ryan Daly from Secret Origins and other podcasts says, "Oh my God, why don't you record every episode while drinking?"
I'm having gin.
This is a different occasion. It's not on top of the wine.
No.
Yeah, please.
We're doing the female bag later. Okay.
I'm drinking iced tea. Tap water.
I'm drinking my own tears, you horse fuckers.
So aggressive.
Whatever happens, goats are funnier than horses. Okay. It was funnier to use goats.
What's funnier, goats or horses?
Goats.
Vote in the comments.
You may answer sheep if you so believe, but it's goats. It's good.
What about a donkey? Is a donkey funny?
Donkeys are funny.
Yeah,
I think.
Donkeys
they
are funny.
Asses.
Except the one in Shrek.
Oh.
That's not true. I actually enjoyed it. Okay. That first one. Then the others.
Okay. Well, Ryan goes on to say, the enabler says, "I didn't think I could love the ladies any more than I do already, but a bottle of wine opened up new depths of affection for the Hot or Not cast." Zeb Oswald said, well, he's Team Horse.
Boom.
Oh. He says,
I say nay.
He says Beta Ray Bill is basically Mr. Ed with the power of Thor.
Who's Mr. Ed?
Yeah.
A horse.
The Talking Horse.
The Talking Horse.
It's like that old show.
They used to put peanut butter in its mouth.
Okay, I was thinking of like a comic book reference. Yeah. I was like, who is Mr. Ed?
No. Still what lost. I don't care.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
I've always been more of a Francis the Talking Mule fan. Tony Gale, very, very small comment. You will see which team he's on immediately. He says, Better Ray Billy Goat.
We like you.
I love that we're only Team Goat because he presented it as a goat.
Yeah, yeah, like I have no actual opinion. A ghost!
A ghost! Kind of Team Horse. So.
I didn't know. I'm Team Donkey.
Oh, yeah, Team Donkey. Well, closer to horse.
I like Team Goat because team you put the goat and the goat sound in it and it just made
sound
me giggle.
But
perfect.
Goats, I'm still of the opinion that goats are funnier than horses.
Oh. Yeah.
They are distinctly better comedians.
Not just that, there's fainting goats. It's just
some goats climb trees.
So they've got like slapstick sticks.
And mountains.
Yeah. Goats are cool.
What do horses do?
Nothing. Nothing.
You sit on them, much like chairs, which are not funny either.
Wow.
Well, the nobility prevents them from being funny.
True.
I guess Mr. Ed was supposed to be funny.
I don't remember. Did we call Aragorn hot or not?
The horse?
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
Hot.
Yeah, hot.
But then we're just diminishing him right now.
Right now we're bashing chairs.
You're just a chair with wings.
Aragorn. Martin Gray from Scotland, a big fan of yours, and of sadly
horses?
A horse team.
Boo.
He has a lot of comments. He says the beast was always hotter in Hank McCoy mode, that's to say without the, the fur. Chunky brain box with a penchant for beat poetry.
Ooh.
And go like that.
Nice glasses. Cool. Yeah.
He says, gosh, I read all of Belasco's early appearances and never noticed he had just one arm. And then he calls him a grandiose Pillock.
Wonderful.
And on the Better Ray Bill thing, horse, blah, 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 horse, blah, blah, repulsive horse, okay. And then he says, I can't stand him. He just showed up and could somehow out-Thor Thor? Get your own gimmick, loser.
I agree, though. It's kind of lame.
Like, I don't like copycats.
No, it's too... I mean, who needs two?
Our final large comment is from Vera Wild. It's about Bill. As for Better Ray Bill, I'm glad they addressed the name because that was always the hang-up for me. I remember being immediately drawn to the character on appearance between the Thor-worthy bod and the head like it came off a biker gang's logo. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the name and I knew I could never talk about this character with a straight face, and so I let him go.
No.
It's superficial and oddly petty given that I wasn't hung up on his looks, but what can I say? Aliens shouldn't have Bill as part of their names, and especially not paired with Ray. I can just picture the hammer on a tree stump outside of a trailer, and his, and his cousin Alpha Bobby Earl.
Am I back home?
Callers, hey, can I borrow your hitting stick? From the back of a rust-encased pickup truck. I'd have an easier time taking Throg, that's the sore frog, Throg seriously. At least mystical frogs are kind of a thing thanks to fairy tales. Space hillbillies, we do not need.
Agreed.
I agree.
I 100%.
Agree. Wow, but I would definitely read that comic. Yeah,
but my geeky thesis is that I think Simonson, this won't mean anything to you, but I think Simonson was kind of trying to go for a Jack Kirby kind of feel. Jack Kirby originated a lot of the looks for the Marvel Universe characters.
Pretending that you know what's
not. I want to make you feel better.
including all the Thor characters and all the gods. And you know, the way it's like Norse gods are kind of half science, half Viking, kind of like Asgard. That's really a Jack Kirby thing. Oh. And the look here is based on Thor, but so obviously it's got a Kirby kind of thing. But Kirby was known to create characters that had names that just didn't seem to make sense in the context. There's like pure comic book name. You had like alien gods based on World War I generals, that kind of thing. So he would just mash up everything into pure comic book stuff. So I think Better Ray Bill's like the kind of name Jack Kirby might have given a character.
Sort of in keeping with the trends of the other characters.
Right, maybe. Let's look at some Facebook likes and shares.
And then we just look at them.
Yep. Some people are regulars, some people are new, some people we know in real life, like Anne-Marie Bernier. Gene Hendricks, Jonathan Brown, Abel Padilla, Ryan Daly, David Foster, D. Bash, Gautam Sharoran, who is the Dr. G, man of nerdology, the Pulp to Pixels podcast, also him, Max Romero, Daniel Budnick, Shag Matthews, Steve Robertson, Scott Spensley, Nicholas Brom, Dale Russell, Martin Gray, the Silver and Gold podcast, Rich Matsumoto, Jay Jones, Chad Keith, Al Sedano, Zeb Oswalt, Ruth Sutherland, and on Twitter, retweets and favorites from Coffee and Comics blog, The Hammer Strikes, Gene Hendricks, Two True Freaks, and Bully, the Little Stuffed Bull. You gotta check out that blog. It's one of the best. I think it's the best blog run by a stuffed animal.
Wow. It's very competitive.
Yes. Yeah, at least the best comic book blog run by a stuffed animal. Longbox Crusade Comic Book Insurance. I don't know if this is an actual service. Dr. G Nerdologist, who also adds Face Front True Believers, More Hilarity from the Great White North. Jim Ball, Comic Reflections, Sin, Ryan Daly, Brian Mulvey, Lost My Place. I didn't just, that's the name. Cord Industries, Flipside, Film and Water Podcast, and from Australia, Hicks.
Yay!
Well, thank you.
Woo! Thank you all.
Thank you all.
It's really appreciated.
We love you. Except all the whores now. It's a
goat. And now no one listens to this podcast ever again.
We don't care if you prefer it as a horse. Whatever you choose, okay? We like you anyway because you listen to us and you leave comments.
But it's a goat.
See you in a couple of weeks. All right, sound off, Team Goat.
That's my goat sound.
No.
Hey. Now, sound off, Team Donkey.
Yeehaw!
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
Waiting for our friend to come back from peeing. Waiting for our friend to come back from peeing.
Which one is it? You can't tell the difference between our voices.
Hey!
All of the mystery.
Well, it's not me. Boom. Things I learned today. I can't rap.
It was 1987 when I learned I couldn't rap.
Bloopers?
I can
rap. So much material.
Is it good material? Nobody knows. Probably not.
I'm all editing in my head.
What is the thing that we're gonna keep in? We don't know. Don't know.
Is it gold or is it crap? We don't know.
Hi, Knitting Mike. We like you.
We're so sorry. Are you drunk?
Are we drunk? We don't know.
I am.
Who was that? Nobody knows.
None of your clapping is together.
We're all drunk. Who cares? One of us is back from peeing. Who is it? No one knows.
mission is the blooper after all.
Are we terrible or are we the best? We don't know.
All right.
It's okay. They'll never know who I am anyways.